Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Life Cope. This is your co-host, Arthur Anthony. Thank you for joining us again today. I'm feeling a little bit better now, so that's good. You know, hopefully I'm not coughing as much on air today like I was on the last episode. So, hopefully you guys, most of you have seen Avengers Infinity War. It's a rough one. I'm not going to give away any spoilers, but it's a really good movie and a good job to Marvel. That was a very good and touching movie. So if you haven't seen it yet, please go out and see Avengers Infinity War. Another thing I read today is that North and South Korea are going to end the Korean War after 65 years. Man, that is amazing and kind of crazy. It's almost like when the Berlin Wall, was taken down. Like, this is a really big deal for both North and South Korea. So hopefully it stays and, both countries are able to have a mutual agreement. And, hopefully North Korea will start to open up to the world and then be more, I guess, friendly and open. So good job to both of those countries. So today we're talking about teaching others how to treat you and to be there for you. But first, today's message is brought to you by Grammarly. If you're like me, I constantly put my periods and commas in wrong places where they're not supposed to go. So that's why I have the Grammarly app. You know, I have it on my computer and I have it on my phone so that when I'm typing something, I can, make sure that my grammar is correct and then all my punctuations are correct as well. So if you'd like to get the Grammarly app, you can go to getgrammarly.com/LifeCopeLLC. Again, that's getgrammarly.com/LifeCopeLLC. And you can also install it on your phone as well for your iPhone and your Android devices. So moving on to the topic of today, teaching others how to treat us and how we want others to support us. So a lot of times, especially, with families, I think we expect people to read minds and be able to know that we want to be treated a certain way when sometimes they don't know, And if they don't know, they don't know, and you can't blame them for that. Especially, we tell ourselves, well, they're my mom, they're my dad, they should know me by now, they should know what I want, they should know what I expect and stuff. But the thing is, nobody's a mind reader. So if we don't talk and teach others how we want to be treated, we can't expect people to know. And then there's that miscommunication and which causes problems in relationships by relationships, I mean friendships or even, in family situations. So first off, make sure when you're telling somebody how you want them to support you or what you want them to be there for, you have to make sure that, it comes out clear clear, but not in a mean way, So make sure it's clear and concise. And then you tell them, hey, I need you just to listen to me. I don't need you to give me advice. I just need you to listen this time so that I can get through this. And hopefully, whoever it is, your boyfriend, girlfriend, father, mother, whoever it is, that they'll understand and they'll be compassionate because they're there to support you. So just communicate that clearly and concisely. Don't be confusing, because if it's confusing, then they might get the wrong message. So make sure you're very specific on what you want from them. And if it's a behavior that bothers you from them, then you have to make that clear as well. Like, you have to tell them, hey, you remember when you did this? It really bothered me, so I would appreciate it if you don't do it again, So just make sure it's clear and concise, and then tell people how, and just talk to them and tell them how you want to be treated. Another way is people see how you act, and if they see, especially in work environments, when they see you act in a certain way, in a work environment, they'll know, like, they'll know that, oh man, that guy's, he doesn't play around, or that girl doesn't play around. We can't make jokes around them, you know, around that person, or we can't, say you want to throw a surprise birthday party or whatever. We can't throw a surprise birthday party because that person, really has really bad anxiety or whatever, and it could give them a heart attack. So just make sure that you act in a way that you want, other people to treat you. If you act as, like, I mean, if you're acting, in a civilized way or whatever, then, you know, that's how people will see you, and that's probably how they'll treat you. So act the way you want, others to treat you, and, it will be clear to them that, how you want to be treated. And, you know, make sure you know that, people don't necessarily, they're not going to change, you know, all of a sudden, like as soon as you tell them, it doesn't mean that they're going to change or they're going to start treating you that way. Just keep reinforcing it and keep, reminding them, hey, you're doing this again, please, can you not do this? Or please, can you treat me this way? So that you can have a better relationship with that friend or, with your family members. And because, you know, like everything, learned behaviors are hard to change, you know, especially in grown-ups. You can't expect people that have exhibited a certain behavior over the years, you know, since they've had that learned behavior, getting them to change that behavior is going to be really hard. So you just have to be patient, and sooner or later, and just don't expect change to happen, you know, all of a sudden. And sooner or later, they'll be able to understand you better, and you guys will have a stronger relationship in that friendship or in your family, or if you know, in your, between, you know, husband and wife, and or between you and your kids. So that's all I have for today, guys. Thank you again for listening. Congratulations to our winner. I can't say their name because they wanted to be anonymous, but congratulations to our winner that got their $25 gift certificate. I hope you use it and put it towards something good that you can use. So thanks again, guys, for listening. If you'd like to reach out to us, you can email us at bam3@lifecopeapp.com, or you can reach out to us on our social media handles at, on Facebook, on Instagram, or Twitter, and you can look us up under LifeCope LLC. Well, I hope you guys stay well, stay safe, and have a good weekend. Thanks again for listening.